early 6-0 lead over the Winter War Cats and a early kickoff return touchdown for Aaron Delasky. And Ethan Podmolik set to kick off here for the Loggers. Little squib kick up the middle is going to go to about the 30-yard line. They got to get on it. The War Cats do. And 11:42 to go here in this first quarter. Going to be a long game here. And War Cats stepping onto the field. See what they bring on offense. Looking up their stats. I wasn't able to find anything as they don't enter anything. So we're going to see what they do here. See if they have a rushing attack, a passing attack. And the Loggers in their black uniforms with orange lettering in their black helmets. And the Winter War Cats, black pants, white tops, black helmets. Both teams looking sharp out here tonight. War Cats only with about 15 kids on their team. Impressive with what they're doing. And direct snap is going to be a false start right off the bat. It's going to be a false start against Winter. That's going to back them up 5 yards. It's going to be first and 15 here for the War Cats from their own 20-yard line. The War Cats backed up right off the bat here. And I see Trig Molman getting the signs in from coach. They're going to play here on defense. Trig Molman, that huge game last week. 303 yards, 5 touchdowns. Every time he touched the ball, it just went the distance. War Cats stepping up to the line of scrimmage from the shotgun. And he's going to get it, and it's going to be a pass play. Looking to get this pass off. It's caught, and caught and going all the way. Gets past all the Loggers' defense. Ben Vernick going to track him down from behind. Tackles him at the 4-yard line. Ben Vernick, touchdown saving tackle. But the Winter War Cats with a big play there from quarterback Carter Pettit. Nice pass from here, and I'm not sure who caught that one and ran it about 70 yards down the field, almost scoring the touchdown. Be a big play here right now if the Loggers can stuff them from 5 yards out. So it's going to be first and goal here for the War Cats from the 5-yard line. 11:24 to go here, first quarter. Pettit under center. Two backs in the backfield. Receiver wide left. Pettit gets it. He's going to hand it directly up the middle. And in for the touchdown is the War Cats. And 6-6 is the score. Just like that, this Winter War Cats team, they come to play with some confidence after that win. So the Loggers not expecting to start out like this at all. 6-6 here, 11 minutes to go. We're only a minute in here, guys. We're on pace for what, Cully? 150 to 150, something like that? Got my daughter, Cully Haken, in here helping out here tonight. We're staying warm up in the booth, right?
Yeah.
It's chilly night. War Cats going for two. Going to be quarterback keeper trying to go right side and get the corner. He does, and the War Cats with an 8-6 lead just like that with 11:05 to go here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset?
There we go.
At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenen and my daughter, Cully Hakenen, here. We're at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it is the Phillips Loggers losing right now to the Winter War Cats, 8-6. Kind of a shocking start here to this ball game here. The War Cats set to kick off. Kick this one deep. They're going to try it again. Luary gets it, fumbles it, picks it back up. Going to be a reverse again to Delasky. They're going to try the same play. Delasky's going to do the same thing again. He's down the sideline. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Aaron Delasky. And the Loggers offense unable to get onto the field. 2 touchdown returns for Aaron Delasky. And just like that, Loggers back up 12-8. Not what we expected, but hey, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? So 10:51 to go here. There's no time coming off this clock at all. Lager is going for the two-point conversion. And Denzin at quarterback. Direct snap. He's going to keep it. Go left side. He's got that corner. Denzin into the end zone for the two-point conversion. That's going to make Grandma Sue happy out there. And 14-8 is the score right now. Loggers leading. 10:51 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country again for a 30-second timeout. And maybe we're still on here, Cully. Not sure. We're going to stay live here right now. 10:51 to go here. 14-8 is a score. Even back at the radio station, they weren't expecting that score that quick. The Loggers set to kick off here in just a moment here with Ethan Podmolik, who's done a great job kicking all season. Going to see a little bit of his squib kicks coming up here. Loggers like a little bit of trickery off that. Ethan works hard on getting that. But just to bounce over that front line of defenders on the kickoff team, or on the receiving team, I should say. The Loggers set to kick off here. 10:51 to go here. Loggers up 14-8 over the Winter Warcats. Podmolik's going to kick that one. Going to go about 20 yards downfield. The Warcats fall on it just before the Loggers do. And it's going to be Warcats football from their own 35-yard line. Let's say the 36-yard line, maybe. So the Warcats looking like they're able to do a little of both from the passing game and the running game. Had that nice touchdown, our nice 70-yard pass play early on in the game here. And then the big running backs. They have two big running backs. They get a full head of steam, and they're tough to tackle. This Loggers team, not a big team, but definitely athletic and fast. One of the more athletic teams we've seen, really, in recent Logger history. And there's a handoff up the middle and wrapped up right away by the Ethan twins, Ethan Podmolik, Ethan Upson. And going to be about a 3-yard gain. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 here for the Logger, or for the Warcats. 10:32 to go in this first quarter. 14-8 Loggers leading the Warcats right now, if you're just joining us. And Pettit under center here for the Warcats. Two backs in the offense. They're going to hand it back to the second back again. Wrapped up right up the middle. A great job by the Loggers. And going to be a no gain. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 7. Loggers doing a nice job popping off that line of scrimmage, making contact right away. And Callan Chuzzles, my favorite Chuzzles, into the ball game right now. Callan always brings that energy when he comes in. Like he's going to play an outside linebacker position right now. The Warcats under center. No receivers, two backs. They're going to keep it this time. A little tight end pop, and that's going to go for the first down. Going to be first down for the Warcats, but there's a flag on the field and likely a holding against the Warcats. Going to move them back. So the Loggers will take this one, and it's going to move them back. It's going to be about a 3rd and 16 now, so that hurts if you're a Warcats fan. And the Loggers got to be aware of this passing offense from the Warcats. A couple pass plays early, and this Warcats team, look at them out there. They're a lot bigger than the Phillips team, than the Loggers team. Definitely got some size out there. So 9:28 to go here in the first quarter. 14-8 is the score. 3rd and 16 right now for the Warcats from their own 30-yard line. Receiver in motion, wide left from the shotgun. And it's going to be a pass play looking for someone out there. No rush by the defense. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, unable to get anywhere. Picks up about 5 yards, not enough. It's going to bring up a 4th and 12, maybe? 4th and 11? So it's going to be 4th down and 11 for the Warcats. Going to see what they're going to do here. Tough position not to punt. And I think they are going to punt. So anyone deep here for the Warcats or for the loggers, it doesn't look like it. And they're going to just let this one go. And a nice punt from the Warcats all the way down to the 11-yard line. So the logger is going to start from their own 11-yard line. And with 8:23 to go here, it's 14-8. We're going to stay right here at logger camp as the logger's offense heading onto the field. And a fun ball game with a lot of scoring here today, huh, Cully? Yeah. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Cully has the night here. She's hanging out with Dad. She's going to help on the radio a little bit and help with stats and whatnot. And, Cully, do you have a favorite player out there?
Probably BJ.
Probably BJ. Brother BJ. So BJ Lueri, the Micronesian sensation. Not sure if he's out on the field right now. We'll see a little bit of him in the running attack. The loggers with probably six or seven really good running backs. And delay a game. What do we have here? A penalty right off the bat. And is Levi out in this game? I haven't seen Levi Durr in this game yet. Yeah, he's out. So Levi Durr, their starting quarterback, the loggers quarterback and captain, not playing. But the junior, Shay Denzine, filling in at quarterback. A penalty was on the loggers. First and 15 now. Loggers move back to their own 9-yard line. Denzine from the shotgun. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Trig Molman with that counter. And he loses the ball. And it's Winters, the Warcaps football. So chaos here today. Winter gets the fumble, the turnover at their own 20-yard line. What a break here for the Warcats. And the Warcats looking for their opportunity to take this lead again. This clock just isn't moving. We're in the first quarter yet. It's 14-8. Phillips Loggers leading the Winter Warcats with 8:15 to go here in the first quarter. After that turnover, the Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage quickly. And under center is Pettit. Pettit setting his offense. Two receivers split wide right and left. Two backs. It's going to be another fumble, and I think it's Ethan Upson falls onto it. It was. And it was. Ethan Upson falls onto that one right there. And just like that, it's Loggers football again. And that was an unforced fumble, really. And the Loggers falling on it. So it's going to be their ball again here now from their own 22-yard line. So first and 10 Loggers, 8:10 to go here. 14-8 is the score. Loggers stepping up. Ethan Podmolik, the center, the senior, with Denzine at quarterback. He's going to keep this one himself. He's going to go left side, picks up maybe a yard. And that play right there is just setting up the reverse on the right side here to B.J. Lueri or Aaron Delasky with his two touchdowns. And Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage here. Denzine from the shotgun again. No one in the backfield with him. Going to be handoff to Delasky on this right side again, just like his kickoff returns. But the Warcats are there to stop him after a pickup of about four. Looks like it's going to be maybe five. Give him five on that one. I think it's going to be a third down and three. Well, third down and three here for the Loggers from their own 30-yard line. 7:34 to go here in the first quarter, 14-8. And the Warcats trying to keep this crowd quiet here. If they can get a stop. Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage from the right hash. Denzine getting his experience today. And it's going to be his keeper to himself. He's going to go up the middle with it. Denzine looks like he got the first down. He did. They pull him back, and a fumble again. And then Shea must have dropped this one, and the Warcats fall on it. So a lot going on this cold night here. Makes you wonder if that cold is having some issues here with the Loggers. Sorry, Facebook World for that camera action. So it's going to be Warcats football here, 7:26 to go. They step up to the line of scrimmage. Loggers still leading 14-6. Pettit and the Warcats looking to take this lead back. Here's the blitz from the Loggers and a little bit of pressure, and Ethan Upson, along with Callan Chuzzles, gets the sack, a loss of maybe 6 yards. And Ethan Upson, you got to give him all the credit, chasing him down from behind. 7:07 to go here in the first quarter. And nice play there by the Loggers. And the Warcats stepping back up here. Second down and 16. Pettit right under center. Packing things in tight here. Two big backs in the backfield in the I formation. And here it is, and it's going to be hand to the deep back, and he's going to rumble and stumble. Try to get some of those yards back, maybe picked up two. And it's going to be third and 14, maybe. See where they mark it. Third and 13, we'll call it. For the Warcats from the Loggers 35-yard line. And so there we go. So we have a timeout by the Winter Warcats with 6:14 to go here in this first quarter. The Phillips Loggers leading the Winter Warcats 14-8. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Loggers with a 14-8 lead over the Winter Warcats. And the Warcats have the ball at the Loggers' 35-yard line. Looking to score here. It's third and 13, and the Loggers jump off sides, making it easier. And it's going to be a third and 8 here now. So making life easier there for the Warcats. Loggers, too many mistakes here early. 6 minutes gone in this first quarter. Loggers with a couple fumbles, a few penalties, and this cold maybe having a little bit of some issues here in this game here. Only about, I don't know what it is, 40 degrees right now. Feels good in the booth, though. Poor fans down there. And the Warcats from the shotgun. Back deep is Pettit looking for a receiver. He throws it deep. Picked off. I think that's Ben Vernick. Ben, with the interception, he's taken down after returning it about 10 yards. Ben Vernick with a big interception for the Loggers. Change in momentum. It's going to be Loggers football here. 6:01 to go. Loggers with the football from their own 27-yard line. And there we go. Ben Vernick was huge last week in that game. He's all over the field. Just a ball hawk back there. And always a kid, just a nose for the football. So great job for Ben Vernick. Really proud of the sophomore. And Loggers, see what they can do on offense. So far, not much going. Danzeed is going to keep it. Good penetration, though, from Winter, and that's going to be a sack, a loss of about 4 yards for the Warcats. And Levi Durr not into this game for the Loggers, making things difficult. The senior, the captain, out with his knee or his leg injury. And B.J. Lueri into the ball game. That running back bringing in that play. 5:36 and counting here in the first quarter. 14-8, the Loggers leading the Warcats. Danzeed from the shotgun. Lueri in motion. Shea looking to pass. Deep he goes. And picked off. Going the other way. And it's an interception at the Loggers' 45-yard line. So the Warcats. Warcats are for real here, guys. The Winter Birchwood Warcats. 5:20 to go here in this first quarter. It's 14-8. And the Warcats, with that interception, it's the Loggers. That's got to be their third turnover of this first quarter. Not characteristic of the Loggers. And the Warcats going to try to take this lead back. They had an early 8-6 lead. Loggers with those two touchdowns on kick returns from Aaron Delasky. Nothing to go on offense, though. And the Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. And Pettit from the shotgun, looking to pass. Pettit, and that one over the head of his intended receiver. It's going to be incomplete. Second and 10 here with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Warcats with a nice steady mix of passes and rushes here. And their passing game able to put up some yards. So the Warcats stepping up quickly, and it's Pettit again. From the shotgun, it's going to be a pitch right side and tackled about 4 yards upfield by Trig Molman along with Ethan Podmolik. And it's going to bring up a third and 8. Third and 8 here for the Loggers, or for the Warcats. 4:54 to go and counting. Loggers with that 14-8 lead here. But have the Loggers on the ropes here right now. Nothing easy here for the Loggers tonight. Loggers looking for a big stop here on third down. Pettit from the shotgun. I formation. Two backs deep behind him. Pettit going to keep it himself. Rolls out to this left side. Upson looking to get him. He's trying to get the corner. Upson does get him out of bounds. Tackled a little bit late. Out of bounds. No call there. And out at about the 38-yard line, it's going to bring up a 4th and 3. So a manageable play here for the Warcats. Big play right now for both teams. The Warcats, I'm sure, are going to go for it. .421 to go here in this first quarter. Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. You know, a big spot where you miss Levi is on defense here. Levi is two-year starter here for the Loggers out here tonight. And no, a fake punt and going for the pass, and I think they got it. Did he catch it? He did for the first down. And that was Lucas Grint. And it, on the fake punt, the Loggers aren't able to sniff it out, and it's first down here for the Warcats from their own 33-yard line, 4:12 and counting here. The Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Loggers defense is ready from the shotgun. And we're going to have a false start here, likely on the Warcats. And offsides on the Loggers. So more mistakes for the Loggers. And boy, Cully, we got to thank Kelly Lynn for bringing us these king-size candy bars. Yeah, no Scott tonight. Scott is, one of his boys has a hockey game tonight, so Scott's out on a hockey run here tonight. Me and Cully got this under control, though, right? 14-8 Loggers leading with 3:56 to go here in this first quarter, and the Loggers keep biting themselves in the foot. Right now it's a 1st and 3 for the Loggers, or for the Warcats. That's 8 yards. So I don't know what happened. They marked the ball wrong here, but there was a 5-yard penalty. They moved it up 8 yards. You can see where the first down marker is. So they got to move it back a couple yards. Dave Pishka is telling them it's only 5 yards. So the officials get it right. They move it back. It's going to be Warcats football here at the Loggers 38-yard line, bringing up a 1st and 5. So things got sorted out. That's a good Kit Kat, isn't it, Cully? Pettit from the shotgun. Checks the defense. Might have called an audible. And looking for another offside. And it's going to be a direct snap up the middle. It goes and stuffed immediately by about 5 Loggers. on the ground, not able to get through that line of scrimmage. B.J. Lueri gets up from the bottom of that pile. Callan Chuzzle's checking in for Ethan Podmolik. Oh, Ethan's going to stay. Kulwicki checking in right now for Ben Vernig. And Ethan Upson also checking out right now for the Loggers. 3:14 to go here. Second and four. Loggers really need a big stand here. And Pettit and his offense for the Warcats steps up to the line of scrimmage. Two backs in the backfield with him. No receivers. Direct snap. Looking to pass. And Hawshield with the pressure, but the pass is completed on the sidelines of that right side for another first down. And first down, Warcats. And that was Cole Pettit, possibly his younger brother, with the reception. A couple Pettits on this team for the Winter Warcats. And moving right down the field. I'll tell you what, the Warcats offense definitely looking good here tonight. They step back up to the line of scrimmage. 2:37 to go. 14-8 is the score. Loggers still leading this game somehow, even though they got three turnovers in this first quarter. Pettit looking for someone to pass to. Throws it deep. Caught about the 2-yard line. And the Warcats, how about the 1-yard line? And the Warcats, first and goal here, looking to take or to tie this ball game up. And moving, marching right down the field. And an effective offense here tonight is the Winter Warcats. And the Loggers looking for their goal line stance. Some big running backs for the Warcats. They get ahead of steam here and go. Tough to not get a yard or two. Pettit under center. He's going to keep it. Go left side. And in he goes for the touchdown. So tying this ball game up right now, it's 14 to 14. There's 2 minutes to go. The Warcats going to go for the two-point conversion. Trick Millman stepping into the ball game on defense for the Loggers. Totally forgot about you, Facebook. Everyone's leaving. And the Warcats going for the two-point conversion. Doing my best there, guys at home. Pettit, and we got an offsides here. It's going to be a false start on the Warcats. Going to move them back. And Warcats making their two-point conversion opportunity a little bit more difficult. So the Loggers seeing what they can do here. Keep this game tied. 14-14 here. Warcats looking for this two-point conversion. And under center is Pettit. And he's going to keep it himself, looking to pass corner of the end zone. And knocking it out of bounds, Ben Vernig again. Ben Vernig on an island out there. And tough to pass against him. So there it is. Tie ball game, guys. It's 14-14. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cully Hakenen here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. And a surprising game here right now. It's all tied up at 14 apiece here. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. The Winter Birchwood Warcats and the Phillips Loggers really battling it out. A lot of turnovers, a lot of penalties on this cold night. You know, wondering if that has anything to do with it. The Loggers have two kickoff returns. Let's see if they're going to kick it to him again. A squib kick up the middle. Loggers, you got to jump on it. And they do. It's going to be Loggers football. Hawshield jumps on it from at about their own 38-yard line. So 2 minutes to go here, and it's going to be Loggers with the ball on offense. See if they can get something going here. Denzine at quarterback. Trig Millman, Chick Molman and BJ Lewery in the backfield for the Loggers. And it's going to be Lewery on the left side. Looks like he's got a little bit of run to go. He gets around that corner, gets the first down. Nice run for the Micronesian sensation, BJ Lewery. First down Loggers, a little spark in the offense that they desperately needed. And moving the chains along, it's going to be Loggers football from Mick's favorite spot, the 51-yard line. It had to land there, didn't it? Loggers again. This time it's, who do we got? Is that Evan Hollinger on this right side? He picks up maybe a yard on first and 10. And the Warcats had that one wrapped up good. So second and nine, we'll see. Oh, they picked up maybe 2 yards on that play. Going to be a second 8 from the Warcats' 46-yard line. Ethan Podmolik steps up to center. Denzine from the shotgun. He gets it. He's going to keep it himself up the middle and goes for nice run by Shea Denzine, maybe about 6 yards. And that's going to bring up a 3rd and 1. So a nice run by the junior. And first bit of consecutive plays we've been able to see. You would think as this game moves along, be able to wear out this winter team a little bit, who's a little bit bigger physically. And this time Lewery gets it, keeps it up the middle, goes for the first down. He's tackled after about a 4-yard gain. And it's going to be Loggers football with 1:01 to go here in this first quarter. As BJ Lewery moves the chains for the Loggers, 1st and 10 here from the Warcats 35-yard line. Denzine in the backfield, no backs with him. Here's some motion. They're going to hand it off to Aaron Delasky, left side. He picks up some yards, follows his blockers. Nice tackle, but not before the first down. 11-yard run for Aaron Delasky. So another first down. First time the Loggers been moving the chains here. Kind of feeling this momentum shift a little bit right now, Cully. We talk about momentum a lot in these games and all sports that we play. It's such a real thing, and it switches hands, switches sides a lot. Right now, the Loggers got it and got to stay with it. Denzine with Lewery, and the counter play to Trig Molman. He almost coughs it up. This play was the one that was going for 70 yards every time last week, and Trig able to keep onto it and pick up about 5 yards. And almost 6, 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Loggers driving at the Warcats 19-yard line. 2nd and 10, Denzine. Straight direct snap, right side. That's Hollinger. Follows his blocks nicely. Knocked out of bounds at about the 10, just short of the first down, I believe. 5 seconds to go. Clock is going to stop. And they give him the first down. So first down, Loggers. Evan Hollinger this time. And that moves the chains again. Four times down the field, moving the chains here. Here's Denzine. Left side, Aaron Delasky. One guy to beat. Delasky gets into the end zone. Oh, I think he got in. Is he short? See the call here. They're going to be just short, so just shy of the goal line here to end the first quarter. And it's going to be Loggers football when we come back from about the one-inch line. It's 14-14. We're all tied up. We're going to send it back to 98Q country for a one-minute timeout.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquard Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals.
You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenin at Logger Camp here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it is, and we got some snacks up here. Who made these, Brian Mivas?
This is Foods Class with Brian.
Oh, the Foods Class with Brian Mivas. What do we got, bacon wrap something? We're going to try this. As going into the end zone and getting the touchdown is the Loggers from 1 yard out. Who got that touchdown? A quarterback sweep, so that might have been Shay Denzine. With the touchdown, Shay Denzine. Great job by him. Loggers taking that lead again. Oh, man, I can't wait to try this one, huh, Cully? It's a Polish sausage wrapped in bacon and cream cheese filling from our Foods Class. And Brian Mivas, I'm going to try this out, Cully. It's amazing. It's really good, Cully. Going for the two-point conversion here. Like three backs in the backfield. Denzine's going to keep it. Oh, a little quarterback dump over the top to the tight end, but unable to execute. Nonetheless, it's 20-14. Loggers leading right now with 11:57 to go here in this second quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin, along with my daughter, Cully Hakenin. We are at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. Just the start of this second quarter here, the Loggers taking this 20-14 lead. And Ethan Podmolik, nice kick, a little blooper up the middle. The Warcats just able to fall on it. And finishing up that food that the Foods Class made. Pretty impressive job there. It's going to be Warcats football from their own 43-yard line. And we're going to see if that Warcats team is starting to get a little tired. Defensively, they really looked at it, or looked like it. And, you know, when you're not that deep over there, I see about six guys on the bench for them. It can really start to wear you down throughout a game. Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Pettit under center. Going to keep it. Looking for someone to pass to. And that's got to be an intentional grounding as he is wrapped up by Ethan Upson and Trigg Molman. And he says he was out of the pocket. No way. Nonetheless, a great job by the Loggers getting upfield. And the official said that he was out of the pocket on that one. But he wasn't. He didn't even move. That's all right. It's Loggers second and 10 here, or second 10 for the Warcats. Loggers defense ready here. See if they can start getting a little bit of pressure against this offensive line for the Warcats. Pettit from the shotgun. And here we go. Sawyer Kutzaba with the blitz. And Pettit going to keep it himself. Might have picked up a yard. No, it looks like he still lost a yard. As he stepped out of bounds, it's going to be a third and 10, third and 11. I think it's a third and 10, no gain on that play. 11:42 to go here in the second quarter. 20-14, the Phillips Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats in a game of chaos and penalties and turnovers and a cold night and a lot of crazy things happen. And I guess that's exactly what the Winter Warcats want in a game like this. Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Got a receiver wide left. Pettit directly under center. I formation. Like a blitz here by Hawshield and going left side. The big running back stood up nicely. I got to see who made that tackle right there. And who was that? Because it was really, oh, Callan Chuzzles. Callan Chuzzles doing Callan Chuzzles things. Always causing some havoc out there and not afraid of nothing. Callan Chuzzles with a nice solo tackle there. Stopping him at about a gain of five as that running back had a nice full head of steam. Fourth and six here. Big down here for both teams. And see if we're going to get, they actually do punt it. Back deep is Denzine. Denzine going to let it go. And the Warcats fall on it all the way back at the Loggers' 18-yard line, I think it is. So 11 minutes to go here in this second quarter. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp. And 20-14, Loggers leading. And had to watch out for that fake punt on that play, Cully, because they did it last time. And Loggers' offense onto the field here. Stepping up to center, Ethan Podmolik at center. And we're going to get a timeout, I believe, from the Warcats with 10:58 to go in this first quarter. And the Loggers leading 20-14. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Loggers with the football here. I'm sorry, the War. Yeah, Loggers with the football here, up 20-14. Denzine, the quarterback, he's going to keep it himself right side. That might have been Delasky. And going to be a loss on the play. All right, sorry, guys. I was eating the rest of that bacon-wrapped Polish sausage with jalapeno and cream cheese. Wow. And Logger's going to try again here. No gain on that play. It's second and 10. Loggers, B.J. Loeri checking into the ball game. Big drive here for the Loggers. They can take a two-score lead here and try to really wear out this Warcats team. Denzine in the backfield. And didn't see what happened. Who's got it right there? And looked like maybe Denzine with the quarterback keeper. And not a lot gained, maybe a couple yards on that play. Going to bring up a third and 8. And 10 minutes to go here, first quarter, second quarter. And nothing easy coming for the Loggers. Feels like that game where just every play we're working extra hard to try to get something going. And it's going to be a counter to Molman up the middle. Is it Molman with the play this time? It was. And looks like Winter had watched that play on film a little bit as the Loggers are unable to get that play to execute or execute that play, I should say. And going to bring up a fourth and 4. Looks like the Loggers, I think they're going to go for it. Hollinger, Kuchaba checking into the ball game. Podmolik checking out. And see what the Loggers do here. With 9:10 to go and counting in the second quarter. And it looks like the Loggers might punt. And wouldn't be surprised with a fake punt. And that one goes over his head. Hollinger going for it, trying to get, and breaks through. Hopefully we got a flag on the field. Hopefully it's not a hold. As Hollinger up the sideline gets the first down, we're going to see who that penalty was on. And a great return by Hollinger if that flag doesn't bring him back. And I'm hoping that's a penalty on the Warcats. as it is. The Loggers are looking to decline it because I think they got the first down on that return by Evan Hollinger. I think it's a penalty on the Warcats. So 8:48 to go here in the second quarter. It's 20-14, and the Loggers were set to punt, and they ended up hiking it over the punter's head. Hollinger picked it up, our punter, and ran it up the sidelines for a first down. There was a penalty on the field way back at like the 1 yard line. It was almost could have been a safety. But Hollinger with a great job getting it up the field and not just falling on it also. So I think it should be Loggers ball at about the 32-yard line, and they'll decline the penalty. But what do I know? Yeah, we don't even know what's on. Good call, Mick. Yeah, well, the official was talking to Precor about it, so I think it's Precor's to decline or not. Still a lot of talk. All the coaches talking to all the officials, and they're going to bring it back to the... Oh, so is it from the spot of the foul, 15 yards from there?
Oh, he put it on the one.
So I don't know how this can go at the one, if there was a penalty on them. So we don't know who it's on. So replay fourth down from there. So it was a penalty on us. It's hard for us to know what's going on. It looks like the Loggers have the ball at their own 1 yard line, and Hollinger is going to punt it from the back of the end zone. And here he goes and gets it out. Hollinger kicks it out to about the 25, and they're going to fall on about the 20-yard line. So the Loggers get it out of the end zone right there. Hollinger with a nice punt and not a lot of room. And sorry, Facebook again with that video there, but so now it's going to be Warcats football from the 21-yard line of the Loggers. 8:42 to go here. Loggers up by 6, 20-14. That was a weird play right there, weird call, and no one really knows what's going on, but it's the Warcats ball right now. So here we go. Pettit from under center. I formation, two big backs in the backfield. And it's going to be handoff up the middle. And nice tackle by Sawyer Kuchiba after a short gain, maybe about a 3 yard gain. Second and 10 coming up here. 8:24 to go and counting. Warcats football. Definitely the strangest game of the year so far. Loggers don't turn the ball over typically. Not a lot of penalties. We got a lot of them here tonight. And here we go. Pettit now from the shotgun for the Warcats from their own 18-yard line. Steps back looking to pass. And looks like they're going to get him. And who got him that time? Is it Upson again? And I think it is Ethan Upson again. Ethan Upson having a nice ball game defensively, creating pressure a lot here for the Loggers. 7:46, and that was a big, big sack, knocking him back about 6 yards, to 8 yards, I should say. And Warcats with their third timeout here, 7:43 to go in this second quarter. It's 20-14, the Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
And I'm back here, Jeff Hakenin, at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. And we're in a timeout here right now. The Warcats calling the third timeout of the first half. And not exactly sure how many they get throughout a game or per half or what it does, but the Loggers with some struggles here tonight, not everything going their way, and hanging on to a six-point lead here with 7:43 to go here in the first half. And it's the Warriors from the shotgun. looking to tie this ball game up again. And Pettit looking for someone to pass to. And here's Adamitis with some pressure. And they get the pass off. It's like a gain of a few here. It's going to be a fourth and 10, I believe, now. Back to the 20. The original line of scrimmage is the Warcats. Looks like they put them at the 21-yard line. So it's going to be a fourth and 11. And definitely a spot where the Warcats are going to want to go for it. All the way at the Loggers' 21-yard line. 7:18 to go here and ticking. My daughter Cully back. Are you warm enough, Cully? Staying warm up here? Getting a little cool? All right, it is. Warcats back up to the line of scrimmage. And looking to draw the Loggers off, and they do. Something happened right there. I think it was the Warcats stepping off, though, or I should say with the full start. And it was going to move them back 5 yards to a fourth and 16. And I think the Warcats are trying to draw the Loggers off and were unable to actually jump themselves. So keep them in front of you right now. Loggers can't give up this first down or touchdown on 4th and 16. Pettit from the shotgun. Two backs right in with him. As blockers, passing it deep and catching it. And to the 3-yard line, he caught it in front of Vernick. And, oh, my gosh, a big play for the Winter Warcap all the way down to the 2-yard line. It looked like that should have been a turnover. And able to keep this play alive. Now it's the Warcats looking to tie this game up. They're at the 2-yard line. And here they go. Crazy game here tonight. Not expecting what we figured. But I guess Schwamigan thought the same thing last week. So here we go for the two-point conversion. I'm sorry, for the going for the touchdown in the tie. The Warcats. Pettit under center. Handoff up the middle, stuffed immediately by Callan Chuzzles, and I think Ethan Upson again. Upson with a fabulous game so far. Seen a lot of him. And it's going to be second and four now. Second goal here for the Warcats. So a lot of different options that the Warcats have. You know, they've got two big backs. They can hand it to up the middle. They're able to pass it and keeping the Loggers on their heels. Pettit under center. I formation. Receiver wide left. Going to keep it, looking for that corner. And the pressure from Upson again. And forcing the bad pass there. Ethan Upson, what a job he's doing here tonight. The senior stepping up defensively. And it's going to be third and four right now. So Ethan able to control his man on the line of scrimmage and get into that backfield every time. And Ethan going to be a big force in this game the rest of the way through. There's 5:31 to go in this first half. 20-14, Loggers leading. But the Warcats, with confidence, driving down the field here. Not afraid to pass the ball at all. So here we are. Third and four. Pettit stepping up for the Warcats from the shotgun. Two backs next to him. He's going to look to pass on this right side. Looks left. Upson again looking to get him. Forces the pressure, and Ethan Upson. And no play. I'm not sure how that's not intentional grounding. And they've called it before here. We've seen intentional grounding, but not tonight. Should have been Ethan Upson doing his job. So I'm not sure why they're not calling that intentional grounding at all. But anyways, fourth down and 4 yards to go. And Loggers got to make a big stop right here. The play of the game so far right now, Ethan Upson, he was in on the last three plays, getting pressure on the quarterback. Pettit from the shotgun. going to up the middle, but it goes and stops short. He didn't get it, dropping him at the one-inch line, and the Loggers make the play right there. Huge play by the Loggers' defensive line. Turnover on downs at the one-yard line. The Loggers holding on to their 20-14 lead here, and offense steps onto the field. I'm thinking a 99-yard drive right now would be kind of fun, huh, Cully? Are you going to want this back on, Cully, or no? Yeah, all right. And 5:23 to go here. Loggers. I see a big Aaron Delasky or a Trig Molman counter play right now, huh? Denzine from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. Try to get a little bit of room. Up the middle he goes. One guy to beat. Shea Denzine. The 30. The 40. He's going to go all the way. One guy to beat coming from behind. And a big block from Hossfield. 99-yard touchdown run for Shea Denzine. 26-14, just like that. Sorry, Grandma, you didn't get to see it on Facebook because the cameraman's bad. But that's a big touchdown for the Loggers. 5:07 to go. The Loggers just looking to get a couple yards out of that and get a little bit of security. Denzine goes 99 yards for the touchdown. What a play for the Loggers. 26-14 is lead right now. And we're having fun now. Sorry you missed that at home, guys. Anyways, Denzine again to the right side. Going for the corner. Gets up, gets high, and unable to get in. Two guys lifted him up. Denzine running hard. 26-14. And just like that, having a little fun again here with 5:07 to go. Loggers with a 12-point lead. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with my daughter, Cully Haken, in Phillips, Wisconsin, in Logger Camp, a big play, big 99-yard touchdown run by Shea Denzine, giving the Loggers a 12-point lead over the Winter Warcats with 5:07 to go. It's 26-14. Kelly Lind, you just called it. I called that play, didn't I? And here we go. No, it's Josh Nutt out there for the kickoff, and it doesn't go 10 yards, though, so only 6 yards upfield. Josh Nutt. Yeah, Josh Nutt, good to see him out there. Josh does a great job kicking off. He's got a big leg, the junior, and that time he tried the squib kick. So here we go, 5:07 to go. Warcats going to try to dig into this lead a little bit before the half. Loggers getting a little bit of breathing room. Nothing's been easy here tonight, though. And it's going to be ball at the 45-yard line of the Loggers. And Pettit and that offense for the Warcats stepping up. And Pettit looking to pass to someone. And Delasky along, not calling the grounding at all here tonight, but Delasky and Ethan Upson again. Ethan Upson really being special on defense here, getting pressure in the backfield about every opportunity he gets. So it's going to be Loggers football, or I'm sorry, Warcats football from the Loggers 45-yard line yet. Upson and that Loggers defense stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like Callan Chuzzles, Aaron Delasky on that line. Pettit calling his play from the shotgun. Two backs. Going to hand it. No, he's going to keep it himself. And there it is again, Ethan Upson. Every single time he's back there after those two early touchdown runs by Delasky, two more by Denzine. And Ethan Upson starting to steal this Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game hat. Yes. So Ethan back into the lead. Just impressed what he's doing defensively here. Right now, the senior right now, knowing that the Loggers need to make